Well, we're hoping for a good day today in the markets. This would mean 7 weeks, I think 7 weeks, seven straight weeks of positive gains for the markets. I still say what I said on Monday. It's still somewhat irrational to me how markets can be going up. Anyway, doing some research this morning early in reference to the financial sector, the banking sector, and those that are involved in financing on Wall Street. And it would appear as though there is a dramatic shift happening on Wall Street, and more are starting to believe that Trump is going to lose the election because of swing state to Joe Biden. Now, here's the thing that's really annoying to me. These are 90% of these people are Trump supporters for obvious reasons. So they know the taxes are going to go up dramatically. That's the biggest concern. They know that the market is going to crash and not likely to recover. They also know that the economy is going to turn into another do-nothing kind of economy, spending money on the Green New Deal, more regulations, and nationalizing our healthcare. So what are they doing to hedge their bet? Well, one of the things they're doing is to give money to the Biden campaign. I don't understand the lunacy of this. Instead of giving to the Trump campaign and rising up as a vocal supporter of Trump, they're doing just the opposite, hoping they can gain favor with Biden. It's ridiculous. They should be coming out and being more outspoken for President Trump and giving to the Trump campaign. But it's always been like this. I don't quite understand the mentality, but it's not a very good one as we head into this election. Anyway, they are starting to plan for a Biden win. I told you last week, I am already planning, have my plan pretty much solidified, but have continually tweaked it. And I talked about an October release of the plan. I think it may be sooner than that, only because it may have to be sooner than that. Probably one of the most important times for our asset allocations and financial models. We are coming to the end of the month and halfway through the year, and I have to admit, I am so happy to see this month end. Not that I'm looking forward to the next couple of months, but it has been a difficult one. And again, I think this summer is going to be a summer of reflecting as to what we can do moving forward, maybe making some dramatic change. Nothing to do with any of you. I sure do appreciate your support. You guys have been awesome and such a blessing. But, you know, I think we've gotten to the point where I've got to resign myself to the fact it is what it is. It is difficult to try to brand a ministry when we are about the business of doing kingdom work that is difficult to see for a lot of people. And that's been a real struggle and a difficult place to be for us here at Financial Issues. When I am about the business of branding other ministries that are doing kingdom work, and nobody seems to be able to separate the difference between the work that we are doing, the megaphone God's given us, and how we are using that megaphone for some amazing work, ourselves doing some amazing work in the exposing of Jesus and all things. And they just can't separate that. And one of my choices are, do I stop supporting and talking about feeding the hungry and saving baby and other things that I might do? The answer to that is no, I am not going to do that. I believe that's the path that God wants us on. I say that to you to just ask you to pray for the ministry, to pray God's enlightenment to me and our board here at the ministry as to what we might do for the future, to pray that God would continue to give it hope in that He is continuing to be with this ministry and will raise up what we need to continue on. So I would covet your prayers. I appreciate your prayer. We're working. We're getting by. God has never promised to give us rich. He has promised to provide for our need, and He continues to provide for the need of this ministry. Okay, so we'll see what the weekend brings, folks. I think, unfortunately, those on Wall Street will continue to look at polls. So will we. We'll watch that. I'll tweak my plan accordingly. Trust me, if you miss this plan that I will roll out, then you're just totally disconnected, off the grid, or whatever you want to call it, because I will make sure that you have plenty of notice. I will release this through several email alerts to make sure that everybody sees it and gets it. And I will remind everybody on the air that that alert is coming out. This is not going to be a plan that I am going to constantly publicize. I'm not going to do it. So make sure that if you have friends or family that are considering partnering with the ministry, let them know how important it be to do that sooner rather than later. I hope you have a wonderful, wonderful weekend, folks. I hope you have a great time of worship because of me being being considered somewhat of high risk, we are not going to church and trying to stay away from crowds. So we are still worshiping from our couch, and we'll likely continue to do that for a few more weeks. But I know many of you have had the blessing of getting back into a building and having fellowship with your congregation. And I'm envious, but I hope you have a great day of worship on Sunday. Lift up this country to God. Continue to pray. We know if it's His will, we will continue to see American greatness continue to thrive and prosper. Pray that that would be His will, and let's keep fighting for it. Have a great weekend. Great day. I'll talk to you in a little bit.